You guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And today's episode is going to be really fun. For one thing, I'm just going to start by saying that no matter what we read about this person, I will like them after. Because we're human people and we have biased opinions about celebrities. as you may have learned. And we're talking about Rihanna today. What are your thoughts about Rihanna?
So Rihanna is always in my like top Spotify playlist. I love her music. I love her just like smoking weed, rolling blunts on bodyguards' heads. I like that vibe. But reading her blinds, I was really, really surprised. I was like, I guess I'm not as big of a Rihanna fan as I thought I was because I don't know anything about her.
Well, she does a really good job, especially in more recent years of like, I mean, really keeping her private life private. Like Rihanna's really not that girl who's like, you know, splashed across every magazine, you know, aside from like for what she's wearing.
For sure. And before I ask your opinion on her, I want your opinion on my opinion.
Okay.
So after reading her blind items, I'm not going to say it was exactly like Whitney Houston, but they were so similar from the voice to the drug use to the men in her life. I was shocked.
No, I get that. I actually agree with that. Like the, you know, the whole like bad boy thing and her being like the princess who's too good for the bad boy that she won't let go of.
Right.
You know, her allegedly, you know, I don't know if people know this or not, but like a huge part of Rihanna's blind item story is that she lost her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that her team like doesn't want people to know that she like can like physically can't sing anymore, which was, you know, obviously reminds you of Whitney for sure.
And even her best friend who she might be hooking up with, that's always there. Even that part, I was like, that is so Whitney Houston.
Right, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that comparison. You know, Whitney's influence is like all over the place. So I love that.
Now, what are your Rihanna thoughts?
I just think that she's the fucking coolest. Like, you know, I think that Rihanna is so interesting in the sense that like, I can't think of any other pop star who's been around for as long that has never really had like a miss.
Yeah.
Rihanna's never really released like what you would consider an unsuccessful single. She's never had a flop album. Like when she says everything she touches turns to gold, like it's true. She's never really had like an era or like a moment. Like she's never had like an art pop moment. You know what I mean?
For sure. And in my opinion, I think anytime Rihanna is a featured artist, she makes the song better.
I agree. And I think she knows that. And that's like her, excuse me, her superpower in a lot of ways. And I also just think it's really cool that now that we've gotten so accustomed to Rihanna's style, like I feel like her style and her music is one and the same, where she can wear anything, pull off anything. And it's the same with her music. Like she can sing any style of music and she can release stuff that's so weird and like so specific to her, but only she can do it. You know, I think that's cool.
What's your favorite Rihanna album?
You know, I am an anti girl. I love anti and I love Unapologetic too.
Ooh, we have different favorite albums.
What's yours?
I love Talk That Talk.
Oh, it's good.
And then Loud is probably my number two.
Okay. Those are really, I mean, that's the thing, is like she doesn't have bad music. Talk That Talk is so underrated though.
It's like one of my favorite. That is a no skip album for me.
Yeah. Say what you want. Say what you like. That album is so underrated. Nobody ever talks about Talk That Talk.
Her song with Jay-Z, which I think is Talk That Talk.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys, I don't know what was wrong with me because I've heard the rumors about Jay-Z and Rihanna for years and years and years. Like, since she started, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I always believed them, but I didn't realize how big of an impact it has on her blind item life, basically.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like, you know, it's always weird to have to go all the way back and revisit a celebrity who now feels so untouchable, like Beyonce, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I do Beyonce episodes about old Beyonce, I'm like, oh my God, I forget that people used to talk like about her like she was a human being in the press and not like she's like a goddess.
Well, she's also very much in this episode.
Yes, very that. But Rihanna's like that to me, where I'm like, oh my God, I have to remind myself that Rihanna was basically just like Christina Milian.
When I first heard Rihanna with Pondy Replay, I did not think she was going to have more hits.
Me neither. I will tell you, the only time I ever didn't like Rihanna was like that very beginning, you know, where they really, really tried to be like, she's the Barbados princess. She's the R&B princess from Barbados with a belly chain. Like, her early music is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, other than that song, I really liked her. I mean, I think I was a freshman or sophomore or something, like when she first came out and we had to pick a countries like to do something for history. And I picked Barbados because of Rihanna.
What's the name of that one? Hold on, let me look it up real quick. My first ever Rihanna song that I became obsessed with was It's the Loving That You Want. Do you remember It's Loving That You Want? Oh my God.
You should make me your girl.
Oh, come on. That changed everything for me.
One of my top songs ever is Umbrella, and I am not going to ever apologize for that.
You shouldn't. It's
one of the best pop songs of all time.
Yeah. Fucking the definition of a reset, like a true cultural reset, Umbrella. So
also,
yeah.
Also, that song introduced me to the Illuminati, which I knew nothing about until I watched like 17 YouTube videos. And I was still like, I don't really believe it.
Oh yeah. That was a big Illuminati video, like conspiracy theory video.
Cause like, Rain video. Man, mm-hmm. like they kept in like Lil Wayne says Rain Man a lot. And Eminem does, and they're all like, Illuminati. I'm like, just songs.
That song reminds me of being in college, because I was, that was 2007, right?
I believe so, or 8. Because I think I had my license when it came out.
It reminds me of being in college and it playing nonstop and just hearing it on, like, blown out speakers at, like, college parties. Because, like, everybody liked Umbrella, you know? Like, boys, girls, young, old, like, it didn't matter who you were. It played on every radio station, like, a universal hit.
Yeah, and I will say Rihanna was one of my gay awakenings.
Mm.
When she had that red hair, I was like, I know I've always thought I like girls, but I'm pretty sure now is like, I do.
It's going quite deeper than I thought it would. Yeah.
Also, her name's pronounced Rihanna.
I know.
But it's Rihanna today.
I just can't bring myself to say.
Hang on, is that rude to say? Should I delete that?
No, I can't bring myself to say Rihanna and not feel dumb.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Louie talked about this on Dunzo because I recorded a Rihanna episode and I was like, listen, obviously I have all the respect in the world for this woman. Aside from the fact that I feel like I can't say her real name.
And I think she knows that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there was this interview and I keep it in the back of my head. If I ever run into her, she's like, fans get my attention if they say Robin. If they're yelling Rihanna, Rihanna, whatever, I won't look at them. But if I hear Robin, I will turn my head. And I'm like, keeping that.
Yeah.
For when I see her on the streets one day.
For sure. Robin.
Robin, nice to meet you.
So yeah, this is basically going, we're going to read these blinds and no matter what they say, there's a lot, and no matter what we say, we're going to come out of it on the other end still loving this woman, just so everybody is fully aware.
And also we will obviously be talking about the domestic violence with her and Chris Brown. We have the police report pulled up. I'm going to read that, so we will give a trigger warning before that. But obviously, I would say that's probably one of the biggest pop culture moments ingrained in my brain.
Absolutely. Especially the way that it was covered and the way that it was talked about when we were young. Like, that really imprinted on us.
Yeah. And it also taught me to get super deep, I guess. Like, the cycle of abuse So when they ended up getting back together, I didn't understand it. But then I read more about it and I was just kind of like, okay, well, now I see that she's not just being, quote, stupid, like the media was saying.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I don't know the way that I would describe it, but I do think it's really interesting the way that she was able to like live that authentically.
Yeah.
Like she dealt with that the way that she wanted to deal with it. And it wasn't, you know, maybe politically correct. And it wasn't like the storybook way, but it was real. And I think it connected her to people. I honestly, I know like the criticism was like, it made people like sympathize with Chris Brown because she like allowed him back into her life or whatever, but you know, it was her boyfriend and he meant a lot to her. And like, they dealt with it how they wanted to deal with it. Like, I just thought it was very authentic, you know?
For sure. And it seems like she did learn a lot. And end of the day, according to Blinds, she realized that wasn't a good move for her, like to be with Chris any longer.
Yeah, for sure. And even just like that, the darkness of that relationship and the way that it changed her music and her image, and, you know, it really ushered in like dark kind of goth Rihanna in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like, I don't know if we would know, obviously not to say like I'm happy that it happened, obviously, but like it really changed her identity a lot, you know, in a big way. And that's just such a crazy thing to have watched happen as young people, you know?
Yeah, because it was also the Grammys. It was the night before the Grammys. And yeah, obviously we'll talk about it once we get to it year wise.
Yeah.
But I remember the photos being leaked and all of that. And I felt so bad for her. Like,
yeah,
she couldn't even deal with it before it was on the news. And the photos of her face were everywhere. I can't imagine what that's like.
Right. On top of us being pieces of shit at the time and the internet being horrific and having Perez Hilton as our fucking main news source, like, it was talked about in such a disgusting way. And like people turning her picture into like a meme, and, you know, and then all those girls that remind me of like the R. Kelly girls who just are devoted to Chris Brown and will say like, make jokes about how he can beat them and shit. Like, it was, it just was such a dark time.
Now everything from here on out is allegedly, but we are going to start with 2007. This was the first blind I could find of Rihanna. This female singer has hit the ground running. She's a man eater and there's no shame in her game. She doesn't even care if she's after a married man. All that matters if he can be helpful to her career. She's ruthless, cunning, and manipulative. It's all about her, and she's going to get hers no matter what. When a man proves to be no longer helpful to her dreams and aspirations, he's kicked to the curb without hesitation. She operates by the motto, quote, use them and lose them. Get what you need and move on. A few weeks ago, rumors were circulating that she had a famous new boyfriend. This is a publicity stunt worked up by her publicist. Whispers indicate that this is an elaborate smokescreen, one of your favorite words, smoke and mirrors, because she has her sights set on a married celebrity. He's ignored her advances thus far, but she's determined to have an affair with him because she thinks he can be helpful to her career, and she thinks he's the finest man she's ever seen. She's developing a bad reputation due to her overly aggressive and immoral behavior. Who is she? So, of course, it's Rihanna. The smokescreen celeb is Josh Hartnett, and the married man is Mr. Will Smith.
What a badass first blind.
She's a man-eater,
and she doesn't care. She rips their heads off and freaking spits them out like JWoww. Like, it's very, like, Rihanna pre-us even knowing Rihanna.
Alexa, play Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. Sorry to everyone's Alexas that may have just...
okay, and then we're skipping to 2008. This one says, which pop princess frequently travels to the tropics for the temperature of a certain one-hit wonder? Her publicly known relationship is considered a Cinderella story by the media, but I guess her boy isn't mature enough to give her what she needs. Source, the One Hit Wonders tour manager who has the lucky job of organizing the global secret rendezvous. So that's the source. So of course, Rihanna, the One Hit Wonder being Sean Paul and her boy being Chris Brown.
Well, that didn't get long to take to get us to 2009. And this is the trigger warning. We're going to be talking about Chris and Rihanna. And we're going to start by reading the police. Actually, should we start with our thoughts on it? I know we kind of talked about it.
Sure.
One thing that makes me so mad is when I hear people say they got into a fist fight and Chris Brown won. That's something I hear people say more frequently than I would fucking like to hear.
Right.
After we read this police report, it wasn't a fist fight between a boy and a girl that were dating.
Right. I agree with that. I do like to make the police report known because I think even still a lot of people have not read it or heard about it. And I think, you know, the way that this was rewritten by the media, because the media, like, if you followed this story just based on like the tabloids, it was like Rihanna had a busted lip and a black eye. Everybody knows that. Chris Brown punched her in her face. And that was the story. And then he bit her. That was like the big story. But it's like, when you read this police report, you realize that he actually did try to kill her.
Right.
And like, that's the thing that is just so shocking and crazy that they were able to kind of spin it. Like, he tried to murder her and he kept trying to kill her. Like, not once, a bunch of times. So,
yeah,
you know.
And Chris Brown has continued to hurt women. It's not like this was a one-time thing for him.
Right.
He tried to kill Karrueche Tran.
Right. And I know that he like put out that documentary to try and like explain himself or whatever. And like, he comes from an abusive childhood and all of that stuff. And you guys know that we are the first people to like try and get to the bottom of why somebody is rotted. But like, okay, we know that about Chris Brown, and now what? You know what I mean? What, like,
it's like, what is he doing to better himself?
Right. And what has he done in the past decade to better himself? Like, I can't believe that he's just, Chris Brown is just out there. Like, it's crazy.
And do you remember, this is getting a little off topic, but he tried to make his big VMAs comeback crying to Michael Jackson?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm going to read the police report and we will likely talk about it more just because it is one of those defining pop culture moments.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, as we said earlier, Rihanna's first name is Robin. So every time I say Robin, that's Rihanna. A verbal argument ensued and Brown pulled a vehicle over in an unknown street. He reached over Robin with his right hand and opened the car door and attempted to force her out. Brown was unable to force Robin out of the vehicle because she was wearing a seatbelt. When he could not force her to exit, he took his right hand and shoved her head against the passenger window of the vehicle, causing an approximately 1-inch raised circular contusion. Robin turned to face Brown, and he punched her in the left eye with his right hand. He then drove away in the vehicle and continued to punch her in the face with his right hand while steering with his left hand. The assault caused Robin's mouth to fill with blood and blood to splatter all over her clothing and the interior of the vehicle. Brown looked at Robin and stated, quote, "I'm going to beat the shit out of you when we get home. You wait and see." Robin picked her cell phone up and called her personal assistant, Jennifer. Jennifer did not answer the telephone, but while her voicemail greeting was playing, Robin pretended to talk to her and stated, "I'm on my way home. Make sure the cops are there when I get there." Quote, the statement was being made while the greeting was playing. It was not captured. After Robin faked the call, Brown looked at her and stated, quote, "You just did the stupidest thing ever. Now I'm really going to kill you." Brown resumed punching Robin, and she interlocked her fingers behind her head and brought her elbows forward to protect her face. She then bent over at the waist, placing her elbows and face near her lap in an attempt to protect her face and head from the barrage of punches being thrown by Brown. Brown continued to punch Robin on her left arm and hands, causing her to suffer a contusion on her left tricep that was approximately 2 inches in diameter and numerous contusions on her left hand. Robin attempted to send another text message to her other personal assistant, Melissa Ford. Brown snatched the phone out of her hand and threw it out of the window to an unknown street. Brown continued driving, and Robin observed his cell phone in his lap. She picked up the cell phone with her left hand, and before she could make a call, he placed her in a headlock with his right hand and continued to drive the vehicle with his left hand. Brown held Robin close to him and bit her on her left ear. She was able to feel the vehicle swerving from left to right as Brown sped away. He stopped the vehicle in front of, it just says address, it doesn't say the address. And Robin turned off the car, removed the key from the ignition, and sat on it. Brown did not know what she did with the key and began punching her in the face and arms. Brown began applying pressure to Robin's left and right carotid arteries, causing her to be unable to breathe. She began to lose consciousness. She reached up with her left hand and began to attempt to gouge his eyes in an attempt to flee herself. Brown bit her left ring and middle finger and released her. While Brown continued to punch her, she turned around and placed her back to the passenger's door. She brought her knees to her chest and placed her foot against Brown's body and began pushing him away. Brown continued to punch her on her legs and feet, causing several contusions. Robin began screaming for help, and Brown exited the vehicle and walked away. A resident in the neighborhood heard Robin's plea for help and called 911, causing a police response. An investigation was conducted, and Robin was issued a domestic violence protective order.
That is a fucking lot. Like, holy fuck.
I don't even know what to say. I don't think there's anything you can say.
I know.
Her and all survivors of domestic violence, men, women, everything, if you're listening, you're so strong. If you're not listening, just know that we think you are some of the strongest people on the planet.
Especially to deal with that. I mean, she dealt with that publicly.
And she was young. She was only like 20 or 21, right?
Yeah, she was super young. And it's like, obviously you feel humiliated. And like, you know, I mean, to look at it from her perspective is like, obviously she knows that there are millions of people that view her as this like untouchable, you know, superstar or whatever. And it was really just like, I don't know, it just made her feel so human seeing mm-hmm. her deal with that publicly. And like, even her Oprah interview, I'll never forget. It's a lot. This was, I think, yeah, like you said earlier, one of the biggest moments, I think, in pop culture, such a turning point. And, you know, I think it has bonded people to Rihanna for a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember teachers talking about it with us the next day, being like, if you are in an abusive relationship, just know it can happen to a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It did. It did open up a conversation. And I think it's because she chose to handle it so authentically. It did mm-hmm. open up a big conversation about domestic abuse that nobody was having.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So this is still in 2009. This one says, the hip hop mogul is desperate for publicity. His latest stunt made him look like a fool. Maybe he will finally wake up and mind his own business instead of trying to always be in the spotlight. And that is P. Diddy. And I guess that's in reference to Rihanna and Chris Brown being at his mansion in Miami.
Yeah. So he let them kind of hide out there when they were kind of getting back together before the trial and mm-hmm. all of that. So he let them like hide there. In that following blind, this celebrity couple is trying to fool the public. They may be on different coasts, but they are still a couple. They're taking a breather from their controversial relationship to salvage their careers. And again, it's a cycle of violence. It's a spiral, you know, like, and when I was younger, I remember thinking, what the fuck is she doing going back to him? But I think you just need to remember it's not, you know, mm-hmm. it's much more complicated.
yeah, it can't always play out like a Lifetime movie.
Right.
Which two pop stars made sweet music on Sunday night after the gal gave the guy a private lap dance? Hope this longtime girlfriend doesn't find out. And that's Rihanna and fucking Justin Timberlake, which I completely forgot that that was a thing.
Their song Rehab was so good.
Yes.
And the music video was very sexy.
The music video was really sexy. It looked like a Vogue cover. I remember that being such a big deal.
That was like one of the only times I was ever attracted to JT in my life.
Rihanna probably fucked him just for like because it's like a bored fuck. You know what I mean? Like she was like, I'll probably fuck Justin after I finish lunch.
She sees him all wet, like on the music video. She's like, okay.
Yeah. Like I'll give him something.
Now we're in 2010, and this was the first Bay and Jay blind I could find with Rihanna. This married couple, not who you think, were out celebrating the night, hitting after parties where everyone fawned all over them. What the wife doesn't know, his little ingenue is right on her ass, and if she has her way, she'll be the next missus. And if you watch them closely, you can see the hostility between them. And you can also see the fake love that is supplied just to keep the Mr. happy.
I have thoughts on this.
Please.
So during this time and like even years after, like up until like Lemonade, there were always like these rumors that, you know, the story was like Beyonce gets cheated on and then she hates the girl that Jay cheated on her with or whatever. And I've always said that I actually believe that Jay, just based on like reading about Beyonce and Jay-Z, I think that Jay and Beyonce allow other people into their relationship. I think that they have a very open relationship sexually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of the women that they, in quotes, discover or put on or work with a lot or hang out with are women that they've like allowed in.
Oh.
Like Rita Ora, I believe that 1,000%. I think Rita Ora was there to fuck Jay and Beyonce for sure. Like, I don't think she was just hanging out at their house. Come on.
That's my girl.
Come on. Like, come on. And I think same thing for Rihanna. I really genuinely believe that the hostility people tried to make it seem like Beyonce had for her, I don't know if it's there, because I feel like she was just as much there for Beyonce as she was Jay.
Oh, really? You think that they...
Yeah, 1,000%. Like
okay.
1,000%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I've always thought they're a very good business couple.
Mm-hmm.
They're very smart with how they handle themselves business-wise. But right. I don't know if there was like love. I mean, maybe at one point there was. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, it's just very good for business for them to stay together.
Yeah, I think their marriage is a business for sure. It's like a corporation. And there's so many blind items about Beyonce's relationships with women.
Oh.
And I just think that it's like, again, I say this every week, but it's just like, there's too much smoke. Like, you don't just have Rita Ora hanging around your house and being around for like intimate moments with you as a couple. And it's like, not, do you know what I mean?
They definitely have that, like, don't make me look stupid clause.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you do, Solange's going to beat the shit out of you in an elevator.
Exactly. Exactly. These celebrity BFFs have a problem, but only one of them knows it. Only one thinks they're good friends, but the other is trying to remove herself from the relationship, but is really too nice to do it to her face. It's bound to get out soon because we're hearing about it. And that's Katy Perry and Rihanna.
Do you remember they had their moment where they were little besties?
Yeah, I loved that. It reminds me of Tumblr. It makes me think of old, like those old pictures of them at like games and stuff together. And like at award shows, they would always go together. That was fun.
Yeah. Now we are in 2011. Some female entertainers sing about riding it, but others enjoy the glide. According to sources, one of our favorite stars isn't just playing the field. She's working for both teams. The famous face who's been linked in the past to several super hot male stars has been traveling to promote a major project, and like most entertainers, has a pretty big entourage. Apparently, one specific employee has special benefits, namely dipping in the cookie jar, and it's a woman. Quote, there's a reason why a super sexy star hasn't tied the knot, end quote. How old was she? Like 22?
Right.
It's not because guys aren't interested. The starlet isn't confused about her sexuality. She likes both, but prefers women. Sadly, coming out of the closet may mean no more Jimmy Choo's, and she's not having a lick of that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I just think Rihanna's just like a sexual person.
Totally. I think Rihanna was sexually fluid before we had a term for it. This A-list singer recently broke up with her celebrity boyfriend because she was cheating on him and he found out. Hey, it happens, and probably not blind item worthy. However, it is who she was cheating on him with that caused all the drama. Let's just say the entire world would freak out if they knew this singer was having sex with this other singer. Oh yeah, this will be revealed. Don't you worry about that. So that is the celebrity boyfriend at the time being Matt Kemp, and the other singer, of course, being Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. Would that really shock the world? I don't know.
I think it did when they showed up to the Grammys together. I think at least I was shocked.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That was still during the time, and it was really a big deal to see them together, like huge.
And it was just after his restraining order was up.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she made a fucking statement by being like, I'm still going through this.
Now, 2012 is when Drake comes into the picture. And when I tell you, I was obsessed with them as a couple.
Really? Okay.
I thought he seemed like such a nice Canadian boy. I knew him from Degrassi. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is who she needs to be with.
My Drake journey is interesting because like I'll always prefer him as Jimmy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always kind of viewed him as a cornball. Like I, even like when Drake was like at his peak, I always viewed him as like a cornball who was like trying really hard to come off as like a tough guy.
But I think that's why I liked them.
Cause he's like a genuinely nice guy.
So I thought.
Right. Yeah. No, I get but that.
Yeah. It was almost like the anti Chris Brown in a way.
Yes. And I think that was, I'm not going to say that I think that it was calculated on her part, because I just don't think that she would like care enough. But mm-hmm. I do think that her team loved that he was this like very like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like he was just like an easy transition and everybody liked Drake and he was like nice and a well-spoken good boy.
And they made great songs together.
They make amazing fucking music together. Oh my God. What's My Name literally changed my entire fucking youth.
Even Take Care.
Oh, so good. Yeah. That's undeniable.
So this is the first Drake blind with Rihanna. And like I said, this is 2012 now. So apparently this pretty much A-list rapper, R&B singer, has a little kink in him. Actually, I should say a big kink in him. Now I get why he and this A-list female pop star with the bad judgment when it comes to exes hit it off for a few months. They can out-kink each other. Anyway, our male A-list rapper picked up a couple of women the other night and shared them with this celebrity who was having trouble on his own. The only condition, our rapper wanted to not only watch the celebrity with the one woman, but then also wanted to swap after an hour. So that is Drake and Rihanna switching sexual partners.
I believe that, and that's not surprising to me at all.
Do you think the people that started with Drake were just like, when's my turn with Rihanna?
Right? Which overexposed entertainer demanded that a resort hotel completely shut down while her Hush Hush music video was being filmed? The singer abused her star power and didn't seem to care that a busload of kids had to wait hours to get access to the public beach area near the hotel. Fuck those kids.
She may have had a sleepover or two at this actor's house, but this young diva is telling friends that it was all just for publicity. When they asked her if she would seriously consider dating him, she responded, "Are you fucking kidding me? I don't even like the guy. Not my type." But she added that she wouldn't hesitate to be seen with him again if it landed her on some magazine covers. And that's Ashton Kutcher.
I always love when Ashton Kutcher just randomly pops up in a blind item. It's like so frequent too.
I know.
Which super famous female pop star known for her, quote, bad girl reputation has been secretly hooking up with women? The sexy singer has been frequenting European strip clubs, getting lap dances, then taking the raunchiest performer back to her hotel. I mean, of course, come on. And the thing I love is that Rihanna's never pretended to not be that person.
I agree.
That's what's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, compared to other celebrities we talk about, like, she is that person and she like flaunts it.
Now, this is a very long blind. We will do the reveal at the end, but it's not going to be like the Met Gala blind. I promise you. Over the past year, this A-plus list singer has seen her life turn into a downward spiral. One friend said the singer is abusing drugs so much that she wonders how the singer is not dead. She spends all day and night doing drugs. In the past, our singer always had a busy schedule, but managed to make it to everything and to show up coherently. But now, when she does show up for things, she's so out of it and is never quite sure where she is or where she needs to be. She also has used drugs in the past, but now that she's using them openly and not afraid who sees her. The friend knows about 15 people the singer has slept with in the past 6 months alone and has heard there are way more. Her recording sessions have sounded awful lately, and millions of dollars have been spent on songs that are not even usable. Our singer wants to move away from just records and to be an actress and doesn't understand why she's not able to get more parts to be a star, especially after her recent movie. The singer is constantly taking last-second trips and paying for the expenses of all of her friends who tell her what the singer wants to hear and not what the singer should hear. The singer had a brief one-month relationship with this A-list Midwest rapper who the singer stalks by calling him every day and night, but who she never mentions publicly. The rapper messed with the singer's mind, and ever since their working relationship turned hot and passionate for a short time, she's never been the same. He's moved on, but she hasn't. She ruined the relationship with her mentor by calling his wife one night and telling her what the singer and the mentor had previously done and that they continue to hook up all the time. The mentor went ballistic and has not spoken to the singer since. Our singer has tried counseling, but says she's fine. The friend I spoke to said when she confronted the singer and advised her to get help or take a year off, the singer yelled at her and threw her out of the hotel room. Of course, the pop star's Rihanna. The recent movie was Battleship. The Midwest rapper, Eminem, mentor, Jay-Z, and his wife, Beyonce.
I gotta be honest.
I forgot about Rihanna and Eminem.
I forgot about Rihanna and Eminem, and I also forgot about Battleship.
Like, that's what? Fair.
What? That wasn't successful, right? Like, that movie did bad.
That bombed.
Yeah, I thought so.
It was an awful movie.
What a weird, like, introduction for Rihanna's acting, too. Like, what?
Yeah.
The pop star has been spiraling out of control. She's unapologetic in her partying, and her friends have noticed that things have gotten worse as her mentor put her on the back burner. They think that she's doing it to get attention, but this A-list wife has demanded their relationship to be more professional and less personal. A few weeks ago, she went on a bender. A few weeks ago, she went on a bender that led her handlers to try and intervene. As they tried to get her to call it a night, she went ballistic and started pushing her assistant. After she knocked her to the ground, her security guard picked her up and carried her out of the club. A day later, she was back in the same club and invited a few strippers and a couple of random guys she had met back to her hotel room for some, quote, fun. Several of the guys she invited started taking pictures of her as she performed oral sex on one of the dancers. Now she's paying out for the pics and sending her assistant to pick up prescriptions thanks to sex and drug-fueled evenings. So that's the mentor being Jay and, of course, the wife being Beyonce. I could see that being true.
Yeah.
I could see Beyonce being like, she's a lot right now. She's new money. Like, it's a lot.
Because I don't think Beyonce wants anyone around her that will make her look bad.
Exactly.
I don't even think that's a thought. Like, I feel like that's a fact.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We are still in 2012. This woman is one of the top earning celebrities in the world and has all the fame and fans anyone could ever want. She's also on track for a breakdown. Away from the cameras and the cheering crowds, she's been drinking tons of booze and taking tons of drugs. Other celebs have quietly tried to intervene, but she's ignoring their pleas. And I feel like it's like she's gone through a lot, so of course she's kind of doing this. Kind of like with Ariana Grande after the Manchester bombing.
Right.
Like something very traumatic happened and the people in their lives, well, it sounds like people were trying to help Rihanna. I know Ariana was kind of like doing what, like she didn't have someone there.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of like, of course that's how they're going to cope if they don't get a minute out of the spotlight.
Totally. Especially because it's like, as a person like Rihanna, who's as powerful as Rihanna, like, you know, and you have all of your vices surrounding you, like, you know, it makes complete sense. Totally. And she already is like a natural partier, you know?
Like, I'm sorry, if I was big and famous and I had someone, if I was like, I want a blunt, and they went and got me a blunt, I would like a 6-pack of White Claws. They go get me that. I would like a stripper brought back to my apartment. Yeah. You know what? And like, if I just had someone who brought me everything.
Yes. And they make sure that it's private for you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing I love bringing up to people is like when people question blinds or like they question stuff that they hear about celebrities, it's like, imagine having access to anything you want and the option to have it be private.
The fact you can force someone to sign an NDA before they walk into your hotel.
Right. You can hire somebody to do anything you want for you, basically, drugs, sex, whatever it is, and nobody will ever know. Hello.
If any of you have NDAs that you want to break, just slide into our DMs.
Please. Tell us first. What A-plus singer chain smoked joints and did shots during a recent interview because she knew that the A-plus list interviewer would not say a word about either and would pretend everything was normal? That's Oprah and Rihanna. And then this next one says, what A-list singer with bad taste in men was asked by a fan if he could touch her breast? Surprising everyone, she grabbed his hand and put it right on her breast and even told him to get a good squeeze.
Now, 2012, before we finish off all the blinds, some of Rihanna's best Twitter moments happened in 2012. Kendall Jenner tweeted, if Rihanna doesn't perform Complicated tomorrow, I'm going to be very upset. Rihanna responded saying, well, don't come. And then Ciara and Rihanna got into a fight. Rihanna said, my bad, C. Did I forget to tip you? #, how rude of me. Ciara said, trust me, Rihanna, you don't want to see me on or off that stage. And Rihanna said, you gangsta, huh? Good luck booking that stage you speak of. Someone tweeted at Rihanna, do you know your boobs are hanging out in like all your videos? And she responded, you're welcome. Pierce Morgan tweeted, P.S. I think Rihanna needs to grow her hair back fast. And Rihanna said, grow a dick fast. Fishy Poomps tweeted, only females who are deprived of talent need to sell their art with sex and soft porn, right, at Rihanna? And she said, whatever you say, Fishy Poom Poom. And this is the last one that I could find. Dear Rihanna, you've gone a little too far with this outfit. Maybe next time, class it up and put some clothes on. And she responded, it's at celeb buzz. Your pussy is way too dry to be riding my dick like this. Oh my
God. Like the audacity and the gall of anybody to feel like they can like clap fucking back at Rihanna. Come on. You really deserve the public lashing if you think that you can. Like, you're an idiot. I would never, ever, ever, especially as a public figure, say anything rude to Rihanna online because you will regret that day forever.
All right, back to the blinds. I just wanted to take a moment to read some tweets. Which A-list female singer was having some alone time with a stripper / escort and doing some oral activity when our singer puked all over them? Good times. Hey, at least our singer tipped well.
I would have been like, thank you.
I'm like, can I save some?
I know, like, give me a vial. This A-list female singer was running late for a flight and was told that she probably would miss it and have to take a later flight. The singer stated that the airline better had... Wait, sorry. This is already funny. Okay. This A-list female singer was running late for a flight and was told she would probably miss it and have to take a later flight. The singer stated that the airline better hold the plane for her, and that they better also make sure she did not have to wait for security or any of her staff either. If they could not do that for her, then what was the point of being famous? She made her flight while others did not, because our singer was put in front on the regular people in front of the regular people in line. I don't know why that was so hard for me to read, but I just thought it was funny. I was like trying not to laugh.
I will say I did see Rihanna live when she was touring with Kesha. Mm-hmm. She was an hour and a half late. Do you know how mad I was at Rihanna?
Really?
And that's like something she's known for. Mm-hmm. In reading blinds, I'm like, oh, she's probably fucked up.
Totally.
But
or like not fucked up enough to perform.
Exactly. There was another, whatever album Diamonds was on.
Unapologetic, I think.
Yeah. So that tour, everyone, all my friends were going, and I was like, I've already been to one of her shows. She's going to be late. She was almost 2 hours late and performed 40 minutes.
Wow.
So never see Rihanna. Yeah. Not that she's ever probably going to put out an album again, but
right.
Just heads up. If you do see her, she's going to be late. Did these BFFs lose their friendship over a guy? Word on the street is that the friend thinks her girl will be treated badly again by this guy. Since her friend won't listen, she's keeping her distance. So that's Katy Perry, Rihanna, and of course, Chris Brown.
That is a blind that definitely made it to like mainstream news.
Absolutely.
That was such a story.
Do you think Katy Perry leaked it?
Oh, maybe.
Or someone on her team?
Maybe, to make her look really good.
Yeah.
This A-list female singer will not be showing up on this other A-list female singer's concert anytime soon. It turns out that about a month ago, the second A-list female singer was talking about all the time she had sex with the A-list significant other of the first A-list female singer, and also started listing everyone else she's ever had sex with where she was watching or had heard. Drinking apparently was involved, but our first A-list singer is not happy. Obviously, that's Beyonce and Jay, of course.
I know it sounds crazy, but I really didn't expect them to be this involved.
Yeah, they're very, very intertwined.
Yeah. This is the final blind of 2012. This couple's romance is far from bliss, but they couldn't stay away from each other. Now it looks like another breakup. It may be different this time, but it looks like her boss got involved. Chris Brown, Rihanna, and the boss is Jay-Z. Jay-Z must like really hate Chris Brown.
Yeah, for sure.
Because end of the day, I think he does care about Rihanna.
Oh, I think so for sure too. And now we're entering 2013. If you are this A-plus list celebrity and sometimes actress, which decision would you make? You have to go to a party. You can either choose to pick the side of the room that has the A-list celebrity your husband used to sleep with, or the former B-list celebrity that your husband sleeps with currently in a rotation with one other person. Our A-plus lister chose to walk through the entire room quickly and hung out with people who probably have not slept with her husband. So that's obviously Beyonce walking through this party, the husband being Jay, Rihanna, and also Adrian Bailon, and that is at the Roc Nation Grammy party. Wow. It's like weird, like, to... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like Adrian Bailon has had 1,000 lives.
For sure. She's... The 3LW blinds are very interesting. We should do like a girl group episode.
I can't believe 3LW has blinds. I know you've done a big episode on them, but it's just like... Not that would be like if Dream had a shit ton of blinds.
I know it's super weird, but I was gonna say it's weird to picture Beyonce feeling awkward walking through a party because she's like Beyonce, you know, like to picture, yeah. Beyonce being like, who do I go talk to? Like, I gotta go find somebody to like stand by. Like, it's Beyonce.
She's like, where's Michelle and Kelly?
Right,
they for sure haven't slept with my husband.
Right.
This probably won't come as a huge shock to anyone, but there was a little drug activity going on backstage at the Grammys. During rehearsal, these three big names teamed up to perform a medley of songs. To relax beforehand, they passed around a big blunt in this cloud-floating diva's dressing room. Indulging in the herb along with her was a moonwalking legend in this otherworldly crooner. By the way, the three singers were there to rehearse a tribute number to a talent who passed away. But who would have certainly approved of their activities if he was alive. Cloud Floater, Rihanna, Moonwalker, Sting, Otherworldly, Bruno Mars, and it was a tribute to Bob Marley.
If she could only find love in a quiet place, this pop star and her boyfriend are in the rise, are on the rise back in love. Only if it could be peaceful. Neighbors are saying that these two lovebirds get high and sing to each other in the driveway, fight, and even have small parties with friends. So why is that a problem? Well, because it is between the hours of 12 and 5 a.m. on weekdays. We were told that the Palisades residents are so fed up, they have left notes on the lovebirds' cars and even rang the bell. As of now, nothing has happened, but let's hope the next step isn't the police. Imagine being annoyed that Rihanna's outside singing.
Let me be clear. I love Rihanna, but if it's 4 a.m. on a Wednesday, I am not going to love Rihanna.
I would never sleep again.
I'd never wait.
I would just be up in manic every day from not sleeping.
You'd be like Charlie Sheen. I don't sleep. I wait.
Yeah. Yes. It would give very much Charlie Sheen if she ever saw me.
We are still in 2013. There are a lot of 2013 blinds, guys. Just a heads up. If you couldn't tell already. Over the weekend, this female A-plus list singer arranged for about 10 female escorts and strippers to come to her house, and they partied all Friday night long. Pot, booze, and any other drug was offered. Each woman who came got paid $2,500 for the night, and our singer did a lot of bumping and grinding, but not much else. Apparently, she could barely focus during the night and would stumble around a lot, pass out in a chair for 20 or 30 minutes before managing to stand up and stumble elsewhere.
The thing that's funny about these is, like, if Rihanna heard these, she would be like, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She'd probably be like, it was so much worse.
Right. Totally. This A-list singer / celebrity has been out of the country and wanted some fun. So she hired some people from a sex club to perform for her in her hotel suite. Everyone thought she would want to participate, but she just watched and chain smoked joints. Like, good for her.
God. Do you think she was sitting there like with her money, and in the back of her head, she's like, pull it up.
No,
like,
for sure.
Writing the song as it's going.
She was throwing bricks of money at those people, for sure.
This A-plus list singer / celebrity not only picked up one of the most well-known athletes in the world the other night, apparently she also convinced him to experiment with devices that would penetrate him. Not sure why else her assistant had to rush out in the middle of the night to find a device for our celebrity singer to wear. And that is Cristiano Ronaldo.
That is literally I'm floating off the ground. She pegged Cristiano Ronaldo. I am literally in heaven.
I love that. And I love, like, this is going to sound childish, I'm sure, but even like the term pegging in the act of it, I love it. I love everything about it. I don't know what it is. Especially, I've never done it.
It was cool when it's like a power thing like that too. Like, she's like a really strong, tough, badass woman. And he's like a machismo sports player. You know what I mean? Like, it's just cool.
To be honest, I just think of the episode of Broad City, and that's probably why I like the idea of it so much.
So do I. I definitely do. I just think of Abby wearing her strap on. This A-list singer / celebrity had full-on sex with this A-list model over the weekend in a private room in a club. They had started messing around in full view of several people, but our A-list singer asked for a room for 30 minutes so they could continue in private. And that is Rihanna and Cara Delevingne.
And there were so many pictures of them together.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they have definitely. Those two together with substances. Come on.
We did get a DM when we did the Cara episode about how Naomi Campbell allegedly flipped out on Cara because Cara treated Rihanna bad.
Okay.
When I looked it up for this specific episode, Naomi denied it. I don't think Rihanna did, but Naomi was like, I would never get in a fight with Cara Delevingne.
Of course. Naomi loves to deny.
I mean, I believe it.
For sure.
Rehab for heartbreak? What nonsense. She's addicted to drugs, people. We're not just talking weed here. We're talking about the kind of drugs that make her pain-free. They also make her carefree, as in, quote, I don't care about anyone else or anything else except getting high. She's completely hooked. She's doing it every day, and it's destroying her career and life. The BS about her checking into some sort of, quote, heartbreak hotel is a weak PR ploy to gain sympathy. Frankly, we find it hard to find sympathy for someone who sings about designer drugs and frequently does drugs out in the open and expects fans to applaud her for it. I don't like that blind at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
We should always be happy for someone going to rehab and trying to better themselves, right?
Right. And then also, I'm like, you like blinds that judge celebrities for being open about doing drugs. It's like, well, what's the alternative?
It's like you have Selena Gomez, who you're going to judge getting fucked up behind the scenes.
Right.
Or you have someone who's in the public eye, you know, like going to, I don't know. Yeah. Like blinds, this is going to sound silly, goofy, but blinds like shaming people into going to rehab for drug abuse. I'm like, why?
I know. Sometimes they can be weirdly like conservative about like sex and drugs.
And weed use in early blinds. They're like, they're smoking that ganja.
She sat there and chain smoked joints. It's like, okay, I'm going to do that after we're done.
I saw her smoke the devil's lettuce and her head spun around.
This A-list celebrity slash singer was out shopping this week and asked for a dressing room. She was buying jewelry. And when asked about it, the celebrity said she wanted to see how it would look on her while she was naked. The staff let her use the employee restroom, but our celebrity did not like the light. They let her use the office of the manager, and she was stripping before the door was even closed. Oh, and she also smoked a joint in the office. She did buy the item, though. It's like the blinds can't come to terms with how comfortable Rihanna is with herself.
Yeah.
Like, they can't believe it.
We have two interesting stories about one very moody celebrity who was in attendance at the VMAs last night. First, Moody showed little emotion whenever the cameras were on her, but she was dishing out some choice tidbits of nastiness when they weren't. Her comments were directed specifically towards one young female singer. Well, the singer was on stage picking up an award. At one point, she even turned around and told a young boy bander, "Fuck that bitch, you can do better." It wasn't caught on camera, but those around them heard everything. By the way, the boy bander didn't react other than to purse his lips as if restraining himself from replying. Second, at one of the after parties, Moody got friendly with a swirly male singer. By quote, friendly, we mean quote, sticking her tongue down his throat. We can't say we blame her. After all, a certain foodie found him to be a very tasty snack last year during one of her many extramarital hotel romps. Good thing that Moody's curlish ex wasn't in attendance. Moody is Rihanna, the singer, Taylor Swift, boy bander, Harry Styles, swirly, Drake, foodie, Giada De Laurentiis, and then the moody ex, of course, is Chris Brown.
I know that you're not a Food Network head, but I'm obsessed with the fact that the blinds talk about Giada just being this like wild whore. Like, she's fucked every male celebrity, always cheating, because she's like so wholesome. Her whole brand is just being like a sweet Italian lady who likes to cook, and she's just out here getting fucked by everybody. Good for her.
What show is it?
She has like 9 different shows, but she's like a Food Network star, if you will. So she's on like a bunch of different, like herself, she has like 9 different shows, if that makes sense.
Is she on Chopped? I know Chopped.
She is on Chopped sometimes. She's on Next Food Network Star. Yeah, and she's amazing. I'm obsessed with her. A lot of people don't like her because she over-enunciates Italian words. She'll say like, and the next thing you do is boil the water for the spaghetti.
So funny.
Which Piff Puffin A-lister? What? Okay. Which Piff Puffin A-list pop singer is rumored to have spazzed out after being humped and dumped by a high-profile rapper? That's Rihanna and Eminem. Okay. I've
never understood the Eminem thing. I like his music, but like him, I don't know. He's never done it for me.
Same. He looks like Eminem just reminds me of like a kind of gross guy that would like work at the mall. You know what I mean? Like
work at Lids.
Yeah, that's exactly. Or like Finish Line or something.
Journeys.
Yeah. This A-list celebrity slash singer who is in this space often for her sexual exploits and drug use told Friends last night that she had finally achieved one of her long-term goals. She had sex with this A-list female celebrity singer, musician, not named Katy Perry. This is a semi-closeted singer who has been called the Ice Queen by our A-list celebrity, melted her, as she put it. And that's Rihanna and Alicia Keys.
I love that blind.
Have you ever read any of Alicia's blinds?
Just that she's closeted.
Yeah, she's like, allegedly, according to the blinds, Alicia is like a rite of passage, especially for if you're like a beautiful Black woman in Hollywood, it's likely that Alicia has either slept with you or tried to sleep with you.
And
yeah, like she's just super, super, super closeted, but like everybody has wanted to hook up with Alicia or has like tried to.
I do not blame them.
Yeah. And her energy and her vibe, like, I totally get that from her, you know?
She seems like one of the coolest people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being around her would keep me calm. I wouldn't be sending Troy 700 text messages.
And I always, when it comes to her, I always think, too, about when she worked with, she produced a song for Christina Aguilera when she was writing Stripped. And she was in Christina's diary episode. And they spent like weeks together working on this song. And at the time, Christina was also fucking Linda Perry, who was doing her album. And I feel like Christina probably fucked Alicia.
Now, what do you think about her and Swizz Beatz?
That's a whole nother thing. I don't know.
That's a whole different episode.
Yeah, that would be an actual episode. We should do
okay. One. This A-list rapper slash producer is getting divorced because his wife found out about the three women he got pregnant in the past year and the sex he had with the A++-list celebrity singer that even the celebrity's friends and family didn't know about. So that was Timbaland hooking up with Rihanna, and he also hooked up with Miley Cyrus. So I did Google check this. And in October 2013, when this blind was released, his wife divorced him.
Okay. And what year is it?
2013.
If there was ever a time that Miley would fuck Timbaland, it probably would have been 2013, right?
Right.
That's crazy. Wow, so random. It's so weird when you think about a bunch of celebrities being in a room together and like the people who have had sex with each other and had these crazy interactions that you just don't know about. This next line is a little long. So it says, he keeps close ties with True Thugs for street cred and relevancy in hip hop. Just ask Emery. Even this, his ex-partner in Biz, who he double-crossed, would tell you our blind item has no love for anybody more than himself. And, of course, the almighty dollar. Can someone say Dame? But his money can't buy our mystery man everything in his extremely secretive life. That's because he'd have you believe he and his missus are a happy couple, which is far from the truth. Don't believe me? Just ask his wife's alcoholic cousin, Angela. Plus, domestic drama is something he's no stranger to. Just ask his disgruntled pop star mistress, whose sources say, quote, got warned to stop making late night drunken phone calls to his missus or she'd end up like the last one, end quote. That would be why he gifted the, quote, something more singer, a Jeep Wrangler, reportedly on the night his surrogate delivered his baby. Some say this rapper, turned two times a sellout mascot, could have been instilled with the fetish for being a voyeur, watching his wifey with another woman. From a young age, being that he was raised by an open lesbian mother, just asked Dana Diaz, but that appears to not be his only fetish. Just ask Beanie, that's a lot of people, Beanie Siegel. That's said to have been reported to the IRS right after he threatened our blind item. He shot down his Univite to one shop and frisk racist retail store's holiday party, pulling through all smiles with his pop star wife anyway. Know why? Because the Silly House Negro's fashion collection, boasting Brooklyn baseball hats going for $875 and leather boxing shorts going for $2,600, launched that very day. To be honest, I have no fucking idea what I just read. But that's Beyonce, Rihanna, and the last message being Kathy White and the Shop and Frisk racist retail store holiday party was at Barney's.
So it sounds like Jay-Z is willing to just pay everything to keep everybody quiet all the time.
Right.
That's kind of what I got from that blind. And he wants Rihanna to stop drunk calling Beyonce.
I love, too, that it called him a sellout because he's such a sellout. Like, he's just such, like, a douchebag now to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, having For his sure. album be released on, like, Samsung phones and shit. It's just like, who are you?
We have finally made it to 2014. I didn't think we'd ever get there. This A-list celebrity singer, who has been in this space multiple times before, is telling friends she's getting married to a woman. She might be telling friends that, and she might really want that, but she's going to get her heart broken because the woman in question doesn't want to come out. Our singer says she'll make it happen. So that's Rihanna and Cara Delevingne, and apparently Cara didn't want to come out, which is so crazy. But I feel like Cara never really came out, did she?
I don't recall her ever, like, talking about it, really.
She just kind of started dating women and then was like, I've always done this.
Yeah, the only time I ever remember people, like, really super intensely speculating about if it could or couldn't be true was when she first started hooking up with Rita Ora. Because I remember her and Rita would get photographed together a lot, like, jumping on each other's backs and, like, just being very, like, girlfriendy in public. And people were like, does she like women? But now it's like, I don't think anybody really thinks about it.
No, that tweet that goes around every single time, like, stars don't come out, they just become really close with Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, exactly. This B-list mostly movie actress is back on the booze and cheating on her longtime amazing girlfriend while the girlfriend is out of the country in Asia for a month. Let's not forget the cheater who seems to be going out of her way to create a love triangle between two women while trying to stay in the closet. It's getting really tough to do all and all these fans who want her together with a certain celebrity and didn't know she was gay are in for a shocker. And that it's Michelle Rodriguez, Cara, and Rihanna?
Mm-hmm. It seems like Michelle wants to create a love triangle with Cara and Rihanna.
Don't blame you, girl.
And I have a feeling if Michelle Rodriguez wants to have a love triangle with you, she's going to have a love triangle
with you. Yeah, totally.
Like, your feelings don't matter.
Right. That's funny.
This is a long one, but let me tell you before, but I'm going to wait to reveal the young singer until the very end.
Okay.
So the model in this blind is Cara Delevingne. Over 30 actress, Michelle Rodriguez, under 30 female singer, Rihanna. And then there's a young singer who I'm not going to tell until the very end. This is a really interesting brawl going on right now among several female celebrities. You might hear that there are four women involved, but there are actually only three. And we're going to give you the scoop on all the drama behind the scenes. The pretty woman in the middle of the fight is a foreign-born female model. The two who are bickering privately over who has more of a claim over her are an over 30 actress and a under 30 female singer. The actress is lesbian and the singer's bisexual. The model and the singer have been lovers for approximately 2 months now, and the actress is a bit newer to the scene. The actress and the singer can't stand each other. For now, they just keep texting each other, and the text messages are pretty wild. Quote, back the fuck off. No, you step off, bitch. She doesn't want to be with some butch dyke. Quote, I'd beat the shit out of you. It would be fascinating if this argument spills over to Twitter, but we kind of doubt it will because the actress and the singer have big egos and we don't think either one wants to put themselves out there publicly and then wind up the public loser. The fourth woman, who some suspect is involved but is not, is a very hot young singer who's been caught kissing the model in the past. It was definitely more for the cameras than anything. The young singer is not making a bid for some sort of exclusive relationship with the model and is not part of this catfight. Too bad, because that would be kind of fun. What does the model think? Well, she's just enjoying all the attention. And again, the model is Cara Delevingne. Over 30 actress Michelle Rodriguez, under 30 female singer Rihanna, and the young singer is Miss Rita Ora.
Just know that I was on mute screaming. Like, I was laughing so hard.
And we promise we will do a Rita episode. She's like so high
right.
in the blind item world.
It's almost more fun to just come across her.
I actually agree with that. Like, a full Rita episode would have every celebrity we plan on talking about in it.
Yeah, like, she's just, it's fun to just stumble upon Rita and see how she makes her way into everything we talk about. This group of five women, six if you ask this other person, all keep a joint calendar of when their turn is to have sex with the A-list foreign-born singer / celeb. Right now, they are in panic because the A-plus list female singer is taking their spot, and that's Drake. I don't know if I believe that there's a calendar of when people get to be graced with Drake's body.
Can we just talk about something that was in the news about Drake recently?
Okay.
Him putting hot sauce in a condom.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And then yeah. people were like, can you believe he did that? And I'm like, well, clearly it was for good reason if that model was trying to put his semen inside of her.
Right.
Kind of like, it makes, like, I'm not mad at Drake for doing that.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. A Drake episode would probably be really good too.
That would be broaded.
Yeah, for sure.
Eventually he's on our list.
Yeah.
This A-list entertainer has a girlfriend. He says that he has a girlfriend. Some people suspect that maybe he's not into women. Well, this woman also had sex with a former A-plus list tweener who is now just an A-list asshole. So those are rumors surrounding Drake. And I don't know why Justin Bieber was brought into it, but there are rumors that Rihanna and JB had sex.
Yes, around the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Wasn't that when people said that they did?
Maybe.
When he performed or something. I don't know. I know why.
That's when he had sex with Miranda Kerr.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And like broke apart that family.
The weird thing though about those rumors though with Rihanna was like around the time that people claimed that he had sex with her and also the whole Selena Gomez, like Orlando Bloom situation, it was when he literally looked the most like a little baby lesbian. Like when Rihanna,
His hair and spiked it.
Yeah, like she didn't have sex with like purpose, Justin, which I think is more appropriate and makes more sense. She had sex with like
Beauty and the Beat, Justin.
Yeah, which is like, ugh. Like you had sex with like sagging skinny leather jeans, Justin. Not good. This A-list entertainer, rapper, had a falling out with his frequent recording partner who was also A-list. Apparently, they usually hook up when they get together in the same city. And by hook up, I mean he watches her have sex with another woman. Oh, she refuses time because she says that she's trying to remain faithful to her boyfriend. So that is Eminem and Rihanna apparently hooking up when they're together in the same city. And Drake was who she was trying to protect. And it says the boyfriend-girlfriend thing didn't last very long.
That always makes me sad, rooting for those two crazy kids.
Yeah.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We have a kindness blind. We love a good kindness blind.
Yeah, they're few and far between, but they're good when they show up.
This is not particularly, that is a hard word for me to say. This is not particularly long, but I thought it was a good enough deed to make it into this position. This A-plus list entertainer / singer has acted before and even done reality, but she should really stick to singing. She is rarely on time and does a lot of drugs and booze. One thing she does great, though, is take care of her employees and their kids. One of the perks our A-plus lister does for all of her employees is pay for their kids to go to college. With all the employees she has scattered across three countries, she is currently paying room and tuition for 9 dependents of the employees. The bill is running close to $250,000 a year, but she says that it's worth it and she wants to help as many people as she can.
That's amazing. I wish that they would print more kindness blinds.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, in the context of, like, when you go through and read all of them throughout the years, like, they don't really, people will get, like, one kindness blind, maybe.
Yeah, that's why we can't do a full kindness episode, because they're hard to find, and the episode would be, like, 20 minutes long.
Yeah, they just don't, they just don't print them. I don't know why I keep saying print, like, we're reading from newspapers, but you guys know what I mean. This famous singer didn't show up for a recent award show. She wants you to believe that it was because she just wanted to spend time with her family. No. Her decision to go or not go was based solely on what a certain star couple was doing. Our singer's ex was going to be at the show. The star couple had always had our singer's back when her relationship with her ex was rocky, so the singer decided to follow their lead. If the couple went, our singer would buck up and go. If they didn't, neither would she. It was supposed to be a solidarity thing. The star couple assured our singer several times that they were not going to go to the show. They would forego the exposure to stand with her. Our singer was both relieved and grateful. However, the couple pulled a sneaky little move. They didn't show up in person, but they did tape a performance to be shown at the show. So they got the attention and the publicity of being there without actually being there. Meanwhile, our girl got nothing. She feels betrayed by everyone. I actually think that's still pretty... They weren't there.
Right. I agree with you.
They didn't go.
Yeah. So they just got the publicity she wanted. So right. It seemed. So we are still in 2014. Quote, if you thought the sex tape was boring, you should have seen her younger sister. It was awful. The A-list singer discussing a reality star from an A-list reality show, Rihanna. Apparently Rihanna has seen Khloé's sex tape and thought it was boring.
And if you listen to our Khloé episode, you know that there's several sex tapes.
Which one do you think it was? With French?
It had to be French, right?
Yeah. When this A-plus list singer gets you a birthday present, she goes all out. Apparently, that A-list celebrity friend and collaborator is having a birthday in the next couple months. And our A-plus lister worked out a fee for this A-list model to spend the night with the celebrity as a surprise. Who knew our A-plus lister was also a madame? Rihanna, Eminem, and Cara Delevingne.
I'm honestly more... I know you said at the beginning that you were shocked about the Jay and Beyonce involvement. I'm shocked by Eminem.
Yeah, I think I'm shocked by all of her blinds. Like, I expected Jay and Beyonce to be involved,
right,
but not as heavily. Right, and then, like, the Eminem, I forgot about him, and I know we did our Cara episode, but I kind of forgot about them. I don't know. Rihanna, as much as I listen to her music, is apparently a full mystery to me.
I can't believe that she was like really fucking Eminem. Like, they're really fucking. I just can't get over it.
The idea of like Cara Delevingne and Eminem being in the same room, I feel like Cara would just weird him out.
Yeah, and like I feel like he's not, I mean, I've never met Eminem, but I feel like he's not on the same level as them.
Yeah, like, I know he used to do a lot of drugs and party, but I think he's been like clean and sober for a while.
Yeah. What A-plus pop singer has moved on to her next female conquest? A technically married foreign-born supermodel, Adriana Lima.
Good for her.
Yeah, like... That's why the blinds always say that the Victoria's Secret girls are really just like, it's like everybody wants to sleep with a Victoria's Secret model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like they're almost, it's almost like a brothel.
Don't get me excited, Troy. Don't get me.
It's true, because they're all like yachting and they're all beautiful. And who doesn't want to say like, oh yeah, I fucked all of these Victoria's Secret models, you know?
You're probably so right.
And if, yeah, and then if you think about, like, the models that people don't know as well that are still fucking gorgeous and are making millions of dollars a year by not even working that much. It's like, hello, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look for a quick trip to the south of France from this A-plus list rapper minus his wife. I wonder if they will get shots of him with his A-plus list singer. There will definitely be an Instagram blackout on her end. That is Jay.
They just can't quit each other.
Yeah, I know. I know. See, I just do not buy that Beyonce is just like so at home, so bothered by it. Like, I feel like it's easier for Beyonce to make her moves and like do whatever she does, because who would ever speculate that? If she's out with women, nobody's like speculating that. But I feel like she doesn't care as much as people want to believe.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And weren't there a lot of rumors about her and LeBron James?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And Meg Thee Stallion.
What?
Yeah. There are blinds about them.
I love that. We're almost done with 2014. This nobody was striking out with every model. This should be a kindness blind. This nobody was striking out with every model he hit on at a recent party. When he told this A-plus list singer about his troubles, she went and invited some of the same models to sit with them. And the next thing you know, the guy got to be picky about which model he chose to take back to his hotel. That's a kindness blind.
That's definitely a kindness blind. That's a good friend. Which celebrity has caused a rift between Rihanna and Rita Ora? Both ladies are vying for the star's attention, and that celebrity might not even be a boy. Of course, it is Cara Delevingne. Which A-list reality star is trying to latch on to that foreign-born A-plus list singer after her previous attempt to become fake friends with the A-plus-plus list songstress failed miserably? Singer number one is avoiding her at all costs. And she should. So the reality star is Kim. Singer one was Rihanna and singer two was Beyonce. It is really funny that Kim like publicly tried and failed to be friends with Beyonce. Like, that's like so funny to me.
Beyonce ignoring her at award shows while they're sitting next to each other is my crack.
Right. Because she's like, girl, I'm not going to play your game with you. Like, no.
She's like, who are you?
Right.
Now we have finally made it to 2015. Which is good, because later years of Rihanna don't have a ton of blinds. So 2015, this A-list singer and A-list actor are in fact together, despite them being two people you'd never pair with the other. The interesting part is how in all the articles you read about them, it's stated several times how they are two single people having fun together. But they've been together under the radar for much longer, years on and off longer, while both had significant others. It's never been serious, but they make a concentrated effort to see each other when in the vicinity. Both of their teams want to make this happen for real, as in getting serious. They've been leaking info like crazy, hoping it will push them together. So far, nothing has changed either way. They're status quo. They meet secretly about 3 times a month for a night and go on about their business. Rihanna and Leo.
I forgot all about Leo, too.
Because they went to Coachella together, I think.
They did. And I loved that. Like, I loved whatever that was that they were doing together. I was like, that's fun.
You like that better than her and Eminem?
I do. Yeah. I take a little bit. Our Leo episode feels like it was 12 years ago.
I know. I can't believe this is our 26th public episode.
I know.
No, this is a private episode. So this is our, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. This is a Grammys blind. It says this A-plus list singer hooked up with this A-plus list everything during the week. Apparently, it had been some time and things got a little rough, and our female A-plus list singer has a large cigar burn on her leg, which forced her to cover up at the show and her original designer to get very angry. So apparently, Jay-Z burned Rihanna's leg with a cigar.
They said, driver, roll up the partition, please.
Literally.
What permanent A++ list songstress left the Grammys alone in a rage after she saw one of her hubby's mistresses trying to talk to her child? Beyonce, Rihanna, and Blue Ivy.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know.
I don't believe Beyonce. I don't know if I believe Beyonce's like blind item personality.
Yeah.
That she's just like this disgruntled wife who's always being cheated on and angry and having to huff and puff through parties and I don't know.
I don't picture Beyonce throwing a fit at an award show, maybe after, but she's always remained very like calm, cool, and collected, I feel like, in public.
Yeah, she's extremely restrained.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's, I don't know. I just don't feel like, they make it seem like she's like, yeah, just like this lady being cheated on all the time and like mad at her man. Like, I don't know.
When the A-plus list singer can't get stories to stick about her dating guys, then it's time to let the BFF throw out a few stories that she is having boyfriend issues. Someday they both will be honest, and I think the BFF will be first to break. So that's like the Whitney Houston aspect with her best friend, who I can't remember her name off the top of my head. Robin?
Yeah.
So Rihanna and Melissa Ford. Apparently Melissa Ford is Robin's Robin.
Right. Yeah. That's funny. I don't think anybody would be really shocked by that. Maybe at the time, but nowadays, I don't know if anybody would really even care.
No, I don't think so.
You know? This is an iHeartRadio blind. It says, the one encounter everyone was waiting to happen last night between these two volatile pop stars actually did happen, albeit briefly. They were both backstage and passed each other. The girl said hi, but he sulked off saying nothing. Well, that really pissed off the girl, who was just trying to be nice. To get back at him, she yelled, tell, insert name of the guy's latest ex, Karrueche, of course. I said hi, whereas he replied louder with a fuck you. And that's, of course, Chris.
Which A-list pop songstress said she was in South America this past weekend to accept an award, but in reality was there to entertain some businessmen who paid top dollar to sleep with her? And the following blind, this A-plus list singer was a no-show in Vegas for the fight. She planned on going and her schedule was set for her to go, but when the wife of this A-plus-plus lister decided to attend, plans changed.
My God. It's like she's their third. She's literally like their third. Like it's nonstop. Who really gave those flowers and balloons to that one named pop diva? It was that A-plus list mogul, her longtime mentor and lover, not the actor whom her PR people are trying to set her up with. And that's Jay. I also do believe that the Leo thing was very much like PR. It just felt very like, what? It was fun.
Like they were just hooking up and people tried to make it more than it was.
Yeah, and I feel like it's really, you know, it's amazing for both of their public image to say that they're like an item.
What former A-list singer needs to stop stalking his other ex? He was warned by her new boyfriend to stop or they will get a restraining order. So, of course, that's Chris Brown, and Rihanna's boyfriend at the time was Real Madrid footballer Karim Benzema, and footballer I mean, soccer to us U.S. people, because we're not cultured.
Right. I'm getting all the award show ones. This is a BET Awards blind. It says, the encounter between the two ex-girlfriends that everyone was waiting to happen did happen. Right before the show started, ex-girlfriend number one bumped into ex-girlfriend number two, and both gave each other the double-barreled salute. Very classy. Of course, that's Karrueche and Rihanna.
This A-plus list singer is so dependent on drugs right now that she told her assistant to smuggle some drugs through airport security. The singer would never do it, but the assistant did do it and got away with it. According to the friend of the assistant, she always carries any items through security that are embarrassing or illegal belonging to the singer. That's one reason I would be a terrible assistant.
Yeah, for sure.
I will not carry drugs for you. For me, I will carry drugs for me.
Right.
If I'm going to jail for anybody, it's for my own stupid mistakes.
Yeah, I'm not going to like go to jail for you.
But would you go to jail? Do you think Rihanna would just like pay off whatever needed to be paid?
I mean, I think that that's what most people do. Like, remember when we read about like Justin doing that with his friend, like his friend like went to jail and then they, like immediately paid it. Like, I guess you would go for like an hour or whatever, but I'd still be fucking terrified.
Oh, yeah. I would not fare well in jail.
The A plus list singer got so hammered at a club the other night that she fell asleep on the floor of the VIP section. I don't care how VIP it is. If you fall asleep on the floor of a club, you know what it is. You know that it's nasty and you have issues.
Look for this A plus list singer to cash her huge paycheck for appearing on this network hit and then doing so little work that she might as well not be there. That's why her own show crashed and burned. So she was a mentor for Pharrell on The Voice, and her own show was called Styled to Rock.
Yeah, she had a fashion show on Bravo.
Oh.
It was like a version of Project Runway. I forgot that that was a thing. It was terrible.
I was going to say, did it last long?
Not at all. I bet most people don't even know that it happened. A few nights ago, this B-list model slash celebrity offspring from a big celebrity family couldn't resist when the A-plus list female singer offered her some Coke. The family sure does like their Coke. She did pull away when the singer started trying to grope her while she was bent over doing Coke. That's Ireland Baldwin and Rihanna.
What do you think about Ireland Baldwin? Because I feel like she'll pop up in blinds randomly too.
I honestly, in my perfect world, would take all of the Baldwins, all of them, and just fucking put them somewhere. I just honestly, like, I think that they're all kind of not great people. And I think that they're way, because of how intensely religious they all are, I think that they're, like, way more, not accepting and homophobic than anybody would ever think.
Hmm.
I really believe that. Like, I just don't fuck with the Baldwins.
That's fair.
I don't like them.
I always think of Ireland. That's who Alec called a like disgusting little piggy.
Yeah.
You didn't pick up the phone.
That little piggy. Fucking Alec Baldwin.
After giving men another chance this past month and getting burned yet again, this A-plus list singer spent all this week hooking up with her longtime girlfriend who is constantly pushed aside when a new man comes along. That's Rihanna, Melissa Ford, and she was dating Travis Scott, which I did not know about until these blinds. Again, I know nothing about Rihanna, apparently.
Yeah. And then also this B-plus list rapper who was only that high because of his current relationship with the A-plus list singer passed out into the person behind him at a fashion show this past week because he was so wasted. The rapper had to be helped out of the show by two security guards. And that's Travis and Rihanna at the Balmain show.
For once, this married A-plus list rapper slash mogul can say he's not having sex with this A-plus list singer. They have not done the dirty in a while. The woman that is causing all the drama in the house right now is a woman he met while vacationing with his wife early this summer. Our rapper does have a soft spot for French models, and he's going all out with this one. So that's... He's not hooking up with Rihanna anymore, but Jay-Z and the South of France.
The celebrity boyfriend of the A-plus list singer is getting tired of being told that he has to share his girlfriend with another woman. He has been around a lot longer than the current flame, and that's Travis and Melissa Ford.
So Melissa's been around forever, basically.
Yeah.
What still A-list singer's family and friends are so concerned about her partying and excessive drug use that they're planning a surprise intervention before she starts the promo tour for her new album. They've tried to get her help a few months ago, but were unsuccessful because someone tipped the singer off about the intervention and she freaked out. It's that bad. And that is Rihanna, of course, starting her tour in March of 2016.
It's funny whenever you hear people talk about like their encounters with like the celebrity world or whatever, and you'll hear people say like I remember watching this YouTube video with this model that had exposed like all of this stuff that she's seen, and they always say like, no, they're all just like drug addicts. Like what people don't realize is that all celebrities are just high functioning drug addicts who like when they get around each other don't have to pretend to be high functioning. And like that is sense. Yeah, it's so true. It's dark, but it's true. Apparently, this A-plus list songstress was better in bed and provided more women to her boss than the foreign-born B-plus list singer slash wannabe actress. The B-plus lister is blaming the A-plus lister's relationship with the boss of both of them for causing the B-plus lister's career to stay in neutral. And that, of course, again, is Rita Ora.
Rita is not a bad singer. I'm going to say it. Rita, when she first came out, had all the makings of being a pop star.
My friend Jesse makes fun of me. He calls me Rita's number one stan because I'm like always saying like she has every She's gorgeous, has incredible style, is actually very funny and personable and like a great host.
Mm-hmm.
Not a terrible actor, and she's a great singer. Like, when somebody has all of those attributes and their career is stalled like hers, like, you know, it's outside forces, you know?
Absolutely. We have made it to 2016. Ticket sales have been abysmal for this A-plus list singer and her world tour. Well, upcoming world tour. Considering she doesn't want to go through with it anyway, it won't take much for her to pull the plug on it and save her from the embarrassment. And a week after this blind was released, she canceled her first 7 dates.
Yeah, that tour was rocky.
Honestly, it must be hard to, like, go on tour when you don't want to.
I know, especially when you're, like, on drugs. Apparently, this former A-plus-list rapper turned A-minus-list rapper with a grudge against everyone and everything except a designer and ice cream, is not happy with the terms of his loan/buyout. He basically delayed the record of this A-plus-list singer by almost a year because he refused to give up the work they had done together. He's also being accused of destroying work he did with other A-plus-list singer who was married to the guy who runs his life. That, of course, is Kanye. God, Jay-Z must just be, like, a fucker. You know what I mean? Like, he's so powerful.
But Kanye ruined Rihanna and Beyonce's music.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
We do not play with that.
Uh-uh.
I got a Grammy Awards blind.
Oh, cool.
Funny how someone can party nonstop for 3 days straight, but get a doctor's note for something unrelated. This A-plus list singer sounded like crap at rehearsals from all the drugs she takes. That is why she canceled. It would have been awful. Now here it starts, Troy.
It's starting. Ugh. Okay. The mistresses of this A-plus list rapper/mogul are dropping like flies. The latest one to lash out is this A-plus list singer who was in war with her boss/former lover over her music and her drug use and her commitment to working. He better not push too hard because she has enough money to live a very long time, and she knows some of the very big secrets, the ones the wife doesn't know. And of course, that's Jay. That's very threatening. The ones that even Beyonce doesn't know.
The opening act does not usually badmouth the headliner. They especially don't do it in front of the headliner and then pull out a gun. Such is the tour this A-plus list singer has got themselves into. And that's Travis Scott and Rihanna, and they were dating during this time.
Eek. Jesus Christ. Apparently,
Does Travis Scott just, like, latch himself to powerful, successful women?
Totally, absolutely.
Okay.
Powerful, successful women, I think, who can help brand him in more of, like, an A++++ way.
Yeah.
You know? Apparently, this foreign-born A-plus-list singer, who might be the hottest singer in the world right now, only managed to get on stage on time because her people now give her a fake time. Our singer has been drinking excessively as of late, and her people try and budget a few extra hours to get her sober enough to perform before she goes on stage.
So yeah, that adds up to what I said earlier. We are at Coachella. It might have seemed like sunshine and unicorns on the outside, but this foreign-born A-plus-list singer had nothing nice to say about this A-plus-list singer after a very recent meeting. Our foreign-born singer doesn't trust the other singer at all about anything, and that is Rihanna and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I don't know how much I would trust Tay.
Yeah, and especially with, like, Rihanna saying this is what you came for, and then it came out Taylor wrote it. And that was just before all that drama. But yeah, I don't know if I would trust Taylor Swift with my secrets if I was Rihanna.
Right. This foreign-born A-plus-list singer has been having second thoughts about a dance routine she is supposed to perform Sunday night. Apparently, things are not going well, and after her last television performance, she wants everything to be perfect. That is Rihanna at the 2016 Billboard Awards, which is ironic, because isn't that when she performed Higher, and it was, like, maybe the best she's ever performed? Or not Higher. The
Love on the Brain.
Love on the Brain, yeah. And she fucking... I still think to this day, probably Rihanna's best public performance ever.
Do you want to sing the follow-up? I mean,
I'm like, what? Do you want like, excuse me? Me. Sing what? I like pull out a rhinestone top hat. I'm like, what?
You're like, I never thought you'd ask.
Yeah. Billboard Music Awards. One person who was not wasted yesterday or for the week leading up to the show was the A+ list singer. She has blown some really big performances as of late and needs to get fans excited about her again. Apparently, she even laid off the pot for a week. Makes sense. That performance was like Rihanna at a level I don't think I've ever seen ever. And like, maybe never will. Like, she put her fucking foot in that song.
This one name female singer had a relationship with a male singer that crashed and burned because she kept trying to sleep with this lesser known female celebrity sibling who the male singer ended up dating. So that's Rihanna having a relationship with The Weeknd. But the whole time she was trying to sleep with Bella Hadid.
That's very Rihanna.
Do you think The Weeknd and Bella bonded over that?
Probably. That's such a Rihanna blind. Tired of getting slammed for her own ticket sales, this married A+ list singer had her PR people leak a story to tabloids about her rival A+ list singer and her lack of ticket sales. Wow.
After quite a while with no incidents, this barely hanging on to A+ list singer who has one name is back on the bad drugs again and is showing up hours late to gigs. My guess is she's going to get fired from a movie she got cast for some point during that process. And that is when she was on Ocean's 8, but she never got fired from that.
This A+ list singer wanted no part in this foreign-born A-list singer / award winner and had her seated as far away as MTV was willing. The husband of the A+ list singer was not happy when he heard the news. And that's Beyonce. Shit.
Do you think it's just like, you've made me look stupid with Rihanna, so now we're going to make sure that never fucking happens again?
Yeah, I do think it's maybe more like, I think it's much less Beyonce being like, I'm intimidated and you've had sex with her. I think it's way more like, I'm in charge of my public image. I will not let anything happen that I don't control. I am always in control of how people view me, and I don't want her anywhere near. I don't even want people to think about it when we're here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think it's some like, I can't handle being in the same room as her.
No, I can't. That just doesn't add up to me.
This foreign-born A-list singer, who probably isn't A+ list any longer, had a group of male and female models she partied with for 36 hours straight while out of the country. Apparently, there were no clothes allowed at the party.
We love a no clothes allowed party. The good news is that production has finally managed to reduce the number of people who accompany this A+ list singer to set each day from 25 to about 10. It is still about 10 times more than anyone else brings, though, and is causing issues on the set because the entourage is always needing a couple of minutes here and there, and it adds up. That's Rihanna filming Oceans.
This current A-list DJ paid his living girlfriend $10,000 to move out because the DJ wanted to hook up with a one-named singer. Instead, the girlfriend sent the money home and continued to live in the house. The DJ basically struck out with the one-name singer, so is now hooking up with the former reality star turned, quote, DJ, who's always looking out for herself first. So that is DJ Ruckus, Shanina Shake, I want to say her last name is, Rihanna, and then Paris Hilton.
The PR people of this A+ list singer have been trying to get the media to report that the singer is dating this foreign-born rapper. The problem is, first, she's not, but that has never stopped the Kiss Butt tabloids. The problem is that another A+ list singer has an equally powerful team and have pushed back against that storyline. And that's Taylor Swift and Drake. What?
And Rihanna said, nope.
Wow.
They did try that. Like, Drake posted a picture with Taylor on his Instagram for, I believe it was his birthday party, but Taylor showed up with Karlie Kloss to that birthday party, and that's when people started talking. So I think that's why they were trying to push that narrative.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of diva, a 6-block area had to be shut down so this A-list singer could film a role in a cable show which is about to end its run. She didn't want anyone seeing her, and that was Rihanna on Bates Motel.
Oh my God, I forgot that Rihanna was on Bates Motel. Apparently last week, this getting to be permanent A-list one-name singer had an interesting cocktail hour with this foreign-born A-plus list celebrity who was A-plus list everywhere in the world. She chain-smoked joints and had wine, and he sipped on a few straight whiskeys. Sunset and a beach and about 40 security staff who kept their distance. That was Prince Harry.
Could you imagine Rihanna and Prince Harry?
No, the partying. Like,
my God.
Like, it's like have 911 on speed dial just in case.
I am not someone who hates Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I will say that outright. Mm-hmm. But the idea of him and Rihanna, like, get Meghan Markle out of there because I need.
Yeah, 1000%.
Especially like 2016 Prince Harry.
That's really like hot. Like, I'm turned on by that.
Yeah, me too. This is the final blind of 2016. Apparently, no amount of time is going to help the relationship between this foreign-born A-plus list singer and this stateside-born A-plus list singer. They just don't like each other at all. And this week, there was some serious trolling done by the foreign-born singer of the other singer. And of course, that's Rihanna and Beyonce. Do you think Beyonce was like hurt Rihanna spent more time with Jay-Z than with her?
Maybe. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it is something that really deeply affects her, because this is a lot of blinds about it. So if we're going based on like our rules,
that's, and if true,
yeah, I mean, there's like, I don't know, there's a lot of blinds about it. It's just,
and they're like 10 years.
Yeah, this is the first blind of 2017. This foreign-born A-plus list singer fired one of her new assistants because they wouldn't go pick up her coke.
It was me.
And then this is a Grammy Awards blind that says this foreign-born A-list singer was showing some text to people at an after party last night. The texts were from this A-plus list singer who thought he was being too chummy with this foreign-born A-plus list singer, who is one of the few people who don't bow down and a chance to join the squad. So that's Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift with Rihanna.
Could you imagine Rihanna being a part of that girl squad that Taylor assembled?
They would all be like, Rihanna, what do you think we should do next? Rihanna, we thought these outfits were really cool. Rihanna.
He would eat them alive.
Oh my God.
And she, I mean, Cara's there. So is the Hadid. Right. So maybe she.
Literally would, yeah.
This foreign-born, pretty much permanent A-list singer was wasted out of her mind at an event this past weekend. She has been much better as of late, but was nowhere close to coherent this weekend. And that was Rihanna at the Young Fashion Designer in Paris.
Funny side note to the guy that this foreign-born A-plus list singer has been hooking up with the past few days. He previously paid to hook up with this foreign-born permanent A-plus list model. She literally tried to get away with stealing a painting off his wall and walking out of his house with it. And oh my God, that's crazy. So that's Naomi Campbell and the Saudi Toyota heir, Hassan Jameel. Fucking Naomi.
I could picture her walking out with like a giant, massive painting bigger than her.
And like while it's in her hands, being like, I did not try and steal that painting. Do not paint me in that light. I wish, you know what I mean?
She's like, what are you talking about? As she just continues to walk.
Yeah. How dare you say I stole the painting?
Apparently, a billionaire can cause two former friends to not speak to each other again, because that's what's happening right now with this foreign-born permanent A-list model and this foreign-born A-plus list singer, Hassan Jameel, Naomi, and Rihanna.
Wow. This foreign-born A-plus list singer is trying to shift the blame for an invite she sent out to this racist celebrity. The thing is, she's not trying that hard because she doesn't really care what people think. And that is Jeffree Star getting an invite to the Fenty Beauty launch.
Jeffree Star is a messy, messy person.
And people's relationship to Jeffree Star is also very messy. Like, people can't get on board with, like, if they've canceled him or not, because they just don't want to. You know what I mean? So they keep having to, like, re-tinker it each year. It's funny.
2018. More Grammys drama. Again, with the permanent A-list singer and her husband. It looks like their invited guest backed out after all, as I predicted. But there was another dilemma. Two of her husband's mistresses will be attending, so she had the seating arrangement changed so that they will be far away from the couple. She's done this before, by the way. And of course, Bay J, Rita Ora, and Rihanna. And that must have been the Roc Nation brunt.
Crazy. This company saw their stock tank after causing a mighty controversy. The company somehow didn't screen out an advertisement which made fun of a very high-profile domestic violence incident involving a major celebrity. The celebrity was understandably enraged upon learning of this and responded by urging a boycott of the company. Others have piled on as well. Was this simply an unlucky accident for the company? Alternatively, was the cash-guzzling, thirsty company simply desperate for more revenue and purposely lax on its advertising content filters? And that was when Snapchat did that weird thing with her photo. They put like her domestic abuse photo in like an ad on the Snapchat home screen.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was so weird.
This foreign-born A-plus list singer fired all of the security that has been guarding her for years and replaced them with men from her boyfriend's security detail, which he pays for. And that's Rihanna, of course, billionaire businessman Hassan Jameel. This foreign-born A-plus list singer is having no part of the press tour of this movie. She is planning to show up at a premiere or two, but says her commitment to the film stops at acting. And that is Rihanna with Ocean's 8.
I'm so excited to read this next point. This misspelled flowering financial institution is expecting to do some recording this weekend with this foreign-born one-name singer. The thing is, though, the one-name singer is hanging out with her own bank, so to speak, and he is not a fan of our misspelled flower. Oh, how I want them to be in the same room with a camera rolling. I really hope she knows what to ask and what to say. And that is when Azealia Banks was supposed to record with Rihanna.
Did she go off on Twitter about it, or?
Of course she did.
Can you tell us what was said, if you remember?
I don't remember her insult to Rihanna. I'm sure that there was, I think that there was something involving her forehead. I think she like brought up something about her being a drug addict, but I don't remember what she said exactly. But the hilarious thing is, like, if you go back and read if you read a lot of Azealia Banks' old tweets, it's like she's like a blind item. She clearly either reads blind items or just like is so involved in all these rooms and just will say this shit, you know? It's insane.
But that's why they try and keep her out of all the rooms.
I know that truly. She's called Rihanna a drug addict for years.
Apparently behind the scenes, this A-list rapper said some not nice things about this foreign-born permanent A-list singer. Therefore, the singer has made it her mission to get this rapper disinvited to events and for producers and others to not work with her. I hope the rapper enjoyed her career, Cardi B.
She seems to be just fine.
I know.
That's funny. She wasn't paid to go yachting while she was in the country famous for it. That doesn't mean she didn't have a line of suitors all eager to replace her last boyfriend. The stories he told her were legendary, which is why he tried so hard to win her back. Once you get on her bad side, though, there is no coming back from it, at least not immediately. And that's Rihanna, of course, in Dubai with Hassan Jameel.
This is the final blind of 2018. Maybe this foreign-born, one-named, A-plus-list singer-slash-rapper should have told the whole story about his split with a fellow foreign-born A-plus-lister. How she caught him more than once with another woman in his fascination for watching porn involving women wearing pigtails. And once you know his alleged like of young girls, it's like, checks out, but very disgusting.
I just gulped really hard. Like,
eek. No, thank you.
We are now in 2019. This is an Oscars blind. It says the permanent A-plus list singer, solo and in a group, was assured multiple times by her permanent A-plus list husband that the foreign-born permanent A-plus list singer would not be invited to a party last night. She was, though, and showed up. Of course, that is Rihanna, Beyonce, and Jay. And that was the Oscars after party.
It was Beyonce's Oscars after party.
Oh, my God. That's true. I'm sorry, but those are true. Like, there's like 90 of that blind for years at all these different award shows.
Again, I don't think it's Beyonce being really insecure and all this stuff. I think she just knows the public knows about Jay and Rihanna.
Right. She doesn't want that smoke there.
Mm-hmm. This foreign-born, permanent A-list singer who has multiple lucrative side businesses is spending a great deal of time smoking pot and eating junk. She says she loves it. Her people want her to do some music and go on tour.
This mogul slash wannabe rapper tried to get the foreign-born permanent A-list singer to work with him. She wants no part of any of that. Apparently, things were strange when she hid out there back in the day after that famous photo. Public places are fine, but no working together where they might end up alone. I don't blame her for that. I don't want to be alone with Diddy either.
This one named A-list singer solo and in a group is trying to trade an interview with a magazine for a higher ranking in their list, so she is ahead of the foreign-born one named A-list singer. Not going to happen. Simple math on record sales would show the latter has far more money than the former and didn't have to split any of the record sales either. Rihanna and Beyonce. And Rihanna is, and this is as of 2019, Rihanna is the world's richest female musician. But Beyonce was placed fourth behind Madonna and Celine. And she has to split her money with her husband, Jay-Z.
That's actually surprising given, this is just like random, but just given the fact that like Madonna had one of the, I think it's to this date, the most expensive divorce.
Oh.
Yeah, like she had, like her, the amount that she was ordered to pay Guy Ritchie was the highest in history.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy.
But one thing with Rihanna is she makes so much money off Fenty.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I don't think she'll ever go back to me. Obviously, we'll get to blinds
right
later about her voice, but she's also making so much fucking money with Fenty and doesn't have to deal with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah. And honestly, it's like good for her because that's what happens when you put out an actually good product as a celebrity.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean?
You're rewarded with people buying it. Apparently, the PR of this foreign-born, one-name permanent A-list singer mogul didn't get the memo not to play the music of the woman abusing X on our singer's social media account. Now they are going to get fired. Obviously, that's Chris Brown being played in the background, and her fans freaked out about that.
Yeah, I think it was a Fenty promotion.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that.
This is the final blind of 2019. Have people forgotten that this foreign-born permanent A-list singer slash beauty influencer slash fashion designer also dumped the rapper who got the reality star with a lucrative side gig pregnant? The rapper was sleeping with the same woman he has been sleeping with for years. Our one-name singer found out and kicked him to the curb. It just took the reality star a couple of years before she was willing to. So that's Rihanna, Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, in Young Sweet Roe. I think that's her Instagram handle.
Okay, we're now in 2020. Considering he slept with someone other than his wife at the party last year, and that the foreign-born permanent A-list singer was also in attendance, and shouldn't surprise anyone that the one-named permanent A-list singer just did a quick meet and greet and was gone from her husband's annual shindig. And I mean, I think that you guys all know that that is, of course, Beyonce. And that's the pre-Grammy Rock Nation brunch.
I know we talk about the Met Gala a lot, but I think I want to go to the Rock Nation brunch.
I think I do too. My God.
This one-name, foreign-born, permanent A-list singer did try and use auto-tune and a replacement singer combined with auto-tune, but so far it hasn't worked out. They even tried a program which took the singer's old vocals and tried to combine them into new ones using AI. So that is... Rihanna's voice is allegedly ruined due to drug use.
Right. And I've read outside of blinds, just like on message boards and stuff, that people saying like whatever is going on with her voice, like if she tried to have surgery on it, it could like permanently damage it or something. But I believe that Rihanna's voice, that there's something going on. I really believe that.
I mean, that makes sense why she hasn't put out music in so long.
Right.
Because before reading all these blinds, I was kind of like, oh, she just doesn't like Jay-Z anymore and she's making more money off Fenty.
Right.
But this makes a lot more sense.
This foreign-born permanent A-plus list singer is in town talking to yet another professional about her voice. Also, two songs have been completed using clips of other songs, both releases and not released.
Several Muslim extremists are upset with this foreign-born permanent A-plus list singer who used a song that has parts of the Quran in it. I doubt she knew. So Rihanna, she apologized the next day, but she was slammed for using another artist's song featuring sacred Islamic text during her very racy, savage Fenty lingerie song. She did apologize for using the song, though.
Yeah, that is rough. And I'm sure she like didn't know. That seems like something that is a celebrity. You would be like, that sounds cool. You know what I mean? And like not think about it. Progress. The one named foreign born permanent A-list singer managed to record a song this past week that was good enough to be auto-tuned. I don't think she is all that enthused with continuing. She likes her job, her side job, way more. Honestly, it makes so much sense that Rihanna ended up finding herself in like just a creative designing, like packaging and like doing clothes. Like it just makes sense, you know?
Absolutely. You always know when this foreign-born, permanent A-list singer is on the outs with a guy she might have been seeing. She starts hooking up with her always by her side best friend slash best girlfriend, Rihanna and Melissa Ford.
At first, I really thought Instagram stars were being killed off or kidnapped. It was strange. You would see an Instagram star reach 200 to 300K followers or more, and then they were gone, never to post again. Their page is still there with no activity. Not for just a week or two, but there are hundreds that litter the social media landscape. That is not normal behavior. An Instagram star who amasses such a following inevitably tries to monetize it or gain even more followers. They don't simply abandon it. Then recently, a little birdie close to this foreign-born permanent A-list singer let slip a secret. One of the models for their biggest fashion line is fake. A model with many hundreds of thousands of followers, a model who was not in the recent fashion show of the brand that triggered the conversation. The model who wears the line online is limited to online because she is not real. There are no videos of her. There are no interactions with other people online. She is the figment of the imagination of her creator and then bought and paid for by the fashion line. Then she has outlived her use. When she has outlived her usefulness, her account will suddenly stop posting and she will be gone. The same thing happened to all of the other accounts. They are bought and paid for by companies to get eyeballs to the page, and then they track the hell out of you every move you make. Every interaction on every post is monitored. What got the most likes? What got the most replies? What got you clicking through? Then they perfect and move on to the next model. So the model, if you want, it's at SHUDU.
I looked.
Really? Okay.
And I can't tell if she's a real person.
I want to look.
Look.
Okay.
Because at first I was like, there's no way. And I truly, even the pictures she has with other people, I can't tell if they're real people.
I think she seems fake.
She does seem fake.
This does seem very, it's so insanely curated and like everything is so perfect. And then she has one picture with two other models that the other models look more fake than her. That's interesting. But I know that they do that in other countries, like in Asian countries, that's like extremely common. And I feel like it takes us a really long time to catch up with like the technology of like whatever they're doing in Asian countries. And I know that that's really common there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Americans are like, get that witch magic out of here.
I know.
That's what I felt like. Like waving my cane. I was like, what is this? This is the first blind from 2021, and I cackled when I read it. Quote, unless you're here to lick my pussy, I don't have any use for you or your family. End quote. Foreign-born A-plus singer who is eating dinner and didn't want to be disturbed by this A-minus list reality star. So that's Rihanna saying it to Kendall Jenner.
I am obsessed with that. And you know that Kendall immediately left and like called somebody and was like, no, dude, she was just like so rude. No, it's annoying.
What did I even do?
Call Kara. judging by the valuation of just one part of her company through a new round of financing, it is pretty obvious that the one named foreign-born A-list singer, who really doesn't sing any longer, is a billionaire. Because she doesn't care about bragging about it, though, the magazine still hasn't come calling. And that's, of course, Forbes.
I like that. She's not trying to flaunt her wealth.
I like that, too. Because, well, I mean,
her house is fucking bananas. But, like, right. You know, like, front cover of Forbes type of thing.
Yeah, and it feels like all of the she's in a place right now where all of the products that she's done and all of the stuff that she pulls out feels so authentic to her that it's almost like she doesn't even need to like brag or be like whatever about it, because it's just, it's so her, you know?
Rihanna seems just so secure with herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't need to compete with anybody other than Beyonce, apparently.
Right.
But she's not competing. She's in a league of her own right now.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
This foreign-born, one-named A-plus-list singer had to give up smoking pot because of her vocal issues. So instead, she eats pot brownies all day. This foreign-born, one-named permanent A-list singer is really frustrated with the process of putting together snippets of her voice for an attempt at a record. At this rate, it would take another solid year. It isn't like she would tour for it or anything, so she just wants to throw in the towel.
And also, what the hell? How are you going to even promote music that is just snippets of your voice doing? I mean, it would be bad. The album would be bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just so weird. The foreign-born former A-plus/A-list singer, Avril Lavigne, said hello at dinner to this one-named foreign-born permanent A-plus-list singer, Rihanna. The permanent A-plus-list lister thought the other singer was a fan and had no clue she was a fellow singer. It was awkward. She did know who the singer's boyfriend, Mod Sun, was and gave him a hug. That's funny.
Do you think she looked at Avril and was like, do you want a picture, honey?
Well, like, I don't even know if I believe that to be true, because they have a fucking, like, she sampled her for a song.
That's true. For Tears. They
filmed a music video together. I just can't believe she would know who Avril Lavigne is as she's walking up to her in, like, some fucking Abby Dawn shit from Hot Topic. Like, who doesn't know who Avril Lavigne is?
But she knows who Maude's son is?
Right. That's weird.
Debunk this. Now, this is a blind that talks about something we talk about a lot, industry plants. And Lorde has always been my favorite industry plant. But
okay, right. Yes, yes.
Lots of people misinterpret this term. It is essentially, hey, let's make it look like this person came out of nowhere, when in reality, the label or management have spent a ton of money to make this happen. This was going to be the idea behind this one-hit wonder, one-named foreign-born singer Lorde, but her backstory leaked, so everyone from the outset knew she was being groomed from her tween years to become a hit singer-songwriter. Let me be clear about one thing before I finish this line. Lorde is not a one-hit wonder. Thank you very much, NT Lawyer.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Way to show your age.
Melodrama is one of the best albums of all time. Back to the blind. The biggest current one is this foreign-born A-list singer Dua Lipa, who just showed up with a bang in some number one songs. She will tell you she grew up poor and struggled and blah, 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 when in reality, she's been groomed for a decade. The most famous of all time, though, is this permanent A-list foreign-born singer, Rihanna. She had one great backstory and everyone in her family was in on it because they wanted in on the fame and money. She supposedly grew up poor and saved all her money and flew to the U.S. and managed to have enough to hang on until she was discovered, and then had a bunch of hit songs. Nope. She was discovered a good 6 years before, she says, and was also willing to hook up with a bunch of guys to make fame happen.
Listen, I do not. That has been such a part of Rihanna's story, especially if you read like Lipstick Alley, like more like Black Entertainment blind items. Like, that's just been a part of her thing since the beginning. And I honestly don't not believe it, because it's like you constantly have to remind yourself that when she came up, like, they didn't know if it would be her or Christina Milian or A. Marie.
Yeah.
She was just another girl. You know what I mean? Like, like I always think about when she performed what do you call it when the art like an artist performs like another artist's songs,
a cover?
No, like at an award show, like to honor them. Oh, like tribute. When they performed a tribute to Destiny's Child, and it was like the three girls that are like maybe gonna be famous this year. And it was her and Amory and, or no, it was her and Tiana and Christina Milian. Like she truly was just another R&B girl, you know?
Yeah.
This very fast rapper has been unable to quote perform with his singer quote girlfriend for much of the past 2 months. He tells her it's an illness and that's ASAP Rocky being rumored to be on heavy drugs. This foreign-born one-name A-list singer who still has no time for new music is letting herself be dragged into hell by the fast rapper.
Now, it seems like ASAP Rocky also has a very violent past.
Yeah.
That was something I Googled and found out and was like, no, because I think they're a good-looking couple. Mm-hmm. I don't want her with someone bad.
I know.
Her record label, Roc Nation, and management team didn't say anything to her because, well, I mean, they've done way worse. However, the team Fenty, that makes her the most money, had a lot to say to this foreign-born, one-name permanent A-list singer, Rihanna. They have ignored the fact that she's dating a serial abuser, ASAP Rocky, but have drawn the line at the singer going on double dates with a murderer slash pedophile slash rapist. They will drop her in a second, and that is a double date with Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty, which I think we read for the Nicki episode.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. This is a Met Gala blind.
The way this starts.
Okay. The murder of the evening. Quote, you still coming in 30 seconds, baby? That was the That was delivered by the foreign-born, one-named A-list singer, Rihanna, while touching the recipient's, Justin Bieber's, face as the singer walked by. The recipient's wife, Hailey Baldwin Bieber, who was a celebrity offspring more famous than her parental unit, Stephen Baldwin, but less than other family member, Uncle Alec Baldwin. I like that he felt the need to explain her as if people would know who she was.
I was waiting for them to, like, make her have a reaction.
Right, I know. I was like, okay.
Just that, like, she was there when it happened.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Earlier this week at a big event where everyone dresses up, this one-named foreign-born permanent A-list singer called out the A-list North of the Border rapper singer about his latest 16-year-old. Apparently, the fight was epic. I want to know what was said.
I would love to know. I would give anything to know what she said to him. The question of the day is whether the STD that this A-plus list rapper gave to this foreign-born, one-name permanent A-list singer was also given to the reality star who was the mother of his child. And, of course, that is Travis Scott, Rihanna, and Kylie Jenner. There's an article attached that says adult film star Harley Dean claims that Rihanna hates her and gave her boss chlamydia.
There is not a day that goes by that this fast rapper is not sliding into some woman's DMs. The foreign-born one-name singer is in denial. And that's ASAP. And then following that, this one-named permanent A-list singer has multiple employees she got from her trafficking ex. Oof. And that is her ex being Hassan Jameel.
This foreign-born, one-named permanent A-list singer needs to get away from the very fast rapper. He has hurt multiple women and during a recent fight nearly caused permanent damage to our singer. And of course, that's ASAP Rocky having multiple assault allegations. I'll just read the last one. And then our final blind is to prove to everyone that she isn't pregnant. This foreign-born permanent A-list singer got wasted this past week and did her Seth Rogen, quote, night before impression by doing a wide variety of drugs. And that is Rihanna. That's Rihanna.
Whew.
Shit. A little of what I expected, mostly what I sort of expected it would be. I just wasn't expecting so much of the Beyonce and Jay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, like I said, super shocking. I've always heard the rumors and I know people who have apparently seen Rihanna and Jay-Z just making out in New York City at clubs without a care in the world. But the voice thing really bums me out and I don't know. I was surprised by a lot of it. I can't lie. And, but then again, I wasn't, I don't know. I don't know Rihanna. I just know her music.
Yeah, that was fun though. That was a good one. Not like super dark or anything. Just a lot of fun, like celebrity tea.
Well, I think the thing with Rihanna is like her start to fame was really dark. I mean, she was only famous for like 2 or 3 years before everything with Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But she was able to reinvent herself as kind of the pot smoking party girl.
Yeah. And even before that, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, like those rumors about her basically like casting couching herself into a pot career, like that really followed her. Like, at least I know for sure, at least in like the Black community, like that really was a thing that people talked about a lot, was that Rihanna like slept around and, you know, to quote whoever said that about Joss Stone, quote, fucks for tracks. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And people were really, I mean, that was like a huge thing. Like Rihanna fucked everybody to get a record deal. But you're right though. She did pivot really well. She really fucking took control of her narrative. And now she's our president.
She's the first president from Barbados that the United States has ever had.
Yeah. And we're lucky to have her.
I love Rihanna. You know, I don't know. She owns who she is.
Yeah. Her confidence is super infectious. I think her brand, basically, at this point, is confidence.
And you know how we always talk about who the girl will be at the party? Like, Scarlett and Blake would be the one like, oh my God, you're throwing up. Right. Rihanna would see you with your head down, sit next to you and be like, what's wrong? You look hot. No, yeah. You're fucking hot.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, I'll literally have sex with you right now.
Yeah. For sure. And yes, I just, the thought of Rihanna at any party, these blinds added a lot of context. I'm really, really happy about that. Feel like I can fill in the blank space in my head with what me and Rihanna would be like together at a party at the Rock Nation brunch. But yeah, this is
you
fun.
Would not be allowed near Beyonce if you were next to Rihanna.
I'd have to pick a side.
What side would you pick?
I would pick Rihanna.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. I don't want to be around fucking Jay-Z. Oh.
I'm a newer Beyonce fan, so I got to be loyal to my girl Riri.
Yeah, it would definitely be Rihanna.
All right, well, you know how we got to end this, but is Rihanna rotted?
No, Rihanna's not rotted.
I actually think Rihanna is a nice person deep down.
I do too. I think she, yeah.
I that agree. Deep.
Yeah. No, Rihanna's definitely not rotted. We could all learn a little from Rihanna.
Live your life. Hey. I hate myself. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. We appreciate the reviews, subscribes, all of that. We hope to see some of you at live shows. And they are all vaccinated. You have to be vaccinated to go to a show. Those are the venue's rules. There will be show exclusive merch. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we look forward to meeting people. Really excited. I just can't believe it's happening.
I know.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next week, and we love you very much.
Bye.
Bye.